This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Give another hour of conversation a go. It's Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, Jennifer Off in this hour of the program. The reality is that we all are here because we want to be here. You are here because you want to be here. You get something out of it. If you're listening and something doesn't please you, you create a new, it's like your life. You don't like today, you don't like your life, then create a new one. Let's have the ability, that all of us, we have the freedom to do what we want. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it, about life? You have the freedom to do kind of what you want, go where you want to go. It's up to you. You're the person who, for the most part, is limiting. I have a story that sort of maybe tracks around that I'll talk about in a few minutes. But right now, there's a lesson. I want to know what the lesson is, Victoria, with the Sackler family and what's going on with Purdue Pharma. Not exactly a wonderful group of human beings.
Not exactly, by any stretch. So Purdue Pharma has now officially filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the state of New York. That's part of the framework for settling litigation with multiple states and governments. They, of course, are the makers of OxyContin. And that is that's where all of this began. People and states started suing Purdue Pharma for people in their loved ones having overdosed on OxyContin. It's a huge drive in the opioid crisis. You can say it's really the foundation of the opioid crisis is this one drug. And so the next step in all of this is Purdue Pharma has, after bankruptcy filings are complete, the company estimates it will provide more than $10 billion in funding to address the opioid crisis, which will include settlements with 24 state attorneys general. And wow. Officials from five U.S. territories, and this is just going to be a massive lawsuit. They said the settlement framework avoids wasting hundreds of millions of dollars and years on protracted litigation. Instead, it will provide billions of dollars and critical resources to communities across the country. Now, that all sounds fine. However, the Sackler family, which owns the company, they had been in talks to settle cases. They have more than 2,000 cases against them from states, counties, municipalities, Native American governments, all of that, and other opioid companies even. Have been suing them. So the Sackler family, we've been, remember, I think it was probably a month or so ago, maybe even more, that one of the attorneys general, I believe it was in Arizona or New Mexico, they actually went all the way up to the Supreme Court. They tried to sue the Sackler family and accused them of siphoning off money and taking money from the company and trying to hide it in offshore accounts and things like that. Well, now the New York Attorney General's office has discovered roughly $1 billion in wire transfers by the Sackler family. So as all of the Chapter 11 stuff moves forward, I think you're also going to find the Sacklers potentially in some orange jumpsuits themselves.
Let's sack the Sacklers. What do you say?
Exactly.
Go get them. They've created a really big problem in our country. They should face the music, pay the price, if you will.
Well, and they also know how addictive it was.
Co-conspirators and doctors and things. But yeah.
Yes, and it's just like this, the cigarette thing, but even more deadly. It takes a lot longer for cigarettes to kill you than it does for taking OxyContin or any of these opioids.
Yeah.
So, and they knew the dangers. They knew how incredibly addictive these pills were. And like you said, it runs all through doctors' offices. Some doctors didn't know.
Yeah.
Some did.
Some got paid extra.
Yep.
Yeah. So as long as we're in that mindset, there's a problem with heartburn drugs that you may have followed. The news story been around over the weekend of the FDA finding certain over-the-counter heartburn medicines. And this is something I attended the Whole Foods Expo in Baltimore on Friday. And this was something that people were buzzing about. Because the drug companies, to go back to the opioid thing or this stuff or whatever it is, They're like a menace is too good a word for it. They've become like they're strangling the medical world with this stuff they've created, and they get more and more into. They're all over the hemp business. They want to put either the hemp business out of business, or they want to buy up all the sources of CBD. In the meantime, before they can, they're trying to get CBD illegal in states. They've done that in Massachusetts. And everybody's saying, when they wake up to, huh? What are you talking about? CBD? I was with a farmer. I went to a farm, a beautiful place in upstate Vermont over the weekend. On Saturday, I was visiting a 1,500-acre farm run by a family. It's not far from Rutland, a place called West Haven, the Book Brothers Farm. These were the most wonderful guys. And so we were talking about the fellow who's the patriarch is 76 years old. And he was having a real problem with his hips and his ankles. And he was on drugs and he didn't get any better. And his daughter, or daughter-in-law, I think, works in a pharmacy. And she told him to combine arnica with CBD paste and wrap his feet in it every night. And he did for 3 days. When he got out of bed in the morning, he couldn't walk. He couldn't move. His lower limbs were all numb. So he did arnica and CBD oil. And in 3 days, he said, I felt like a new man. Everything was different. And he puts it on his back and... So he was talking about this because he's growing hemp on his farm, and I'm growing hemp if I can ever get the state, you know, to change where they are in the reality quotient. But I just think that they're, and he said to me that people have approached him already, and he's not growing that much, but they, you know, the drug companies, they want to buy up all the means of production. They either want to kill it, which they're not going to do,
Or
they want to buy into it so that they make all the money, you know, that kind of stuff. But they're insidious. And here's another one, this heartburn medicine thing, which could be a carcinogen. Some of these medicines, prescription drugs, especially over-the-counter heartburn medicine, but as well, contain something called NDMA, which is a probable human carcinogen, and also a substance that can cause cancer. Specifically, the FDA said Zantac. Heartburn medicines have this impurity.
Which is Zantac, one of the biggest brands out there.
Heavily advertised. FDA has been investigating this problem since last year. So you hear me a lot being critical of the FDA, and they deserve to have the criticism. But in this circumstance, they're acting as they ought to in protecting people from things that are random and ought not to be. We were at the Whole Foods show on Friday in Baltimore, we were talking about some of the things the FDA does and how they get in the way of things that are really good, or they make it difficult, even though people find it and they use it and they love it. This is not something that it may immediately deal with the heartburn problem, but you have no idea what it's doing to your body long term. So if you pop these things every day, let's say you have heartburn.
A lot of people do. Yeah.
And they do. You're right. Exactly. This and... What's the one? Prilosec? Begins with a P.
Prilosec.
That same. It's the same stuff. No, don't do it. Find the natural alternative. That'll be some good.
Well, and the NDMA stuff that's in Zantac. It's also in. Kara brought this to our attention. I think it was on Friday or Thursday of last week. It was in. It's one of the most popular blood pressure medicines. It's also been found in that. NDMA is actually also. It's in cigarettes, and that's what. And it's the cancer causing thing in cigarettes that actually is what makes secondhand smoke
it's almost
also
like
so
they
deadly.
Want to kill off the poppy. It's like somebody wants to kill us. Somebody. There's a plan somewhere. The Chinese behind this. I mean, who's behind?
Yes, absolutely. All this is coming from China. All of this is made in China. And it's all a lot of generic drugs that are made in China have this in it. China for years has been doing. I mean, we really need to open our eyes about China.
In the next half hour, I'm going to talk to you about how China's taking over American farms and farmland. Right now, before me is an overview of as the school year gets underway. There is a survey, and you can say what you will about some of these, but I took the information and I sort of went around. What was it you were suggesting we do with that Google and the tech report?
The algorithm is changing.
The algorithm. Yeah. Right. Okay. So in light of that, I saw something that basically highlighted how it was hard for black teachers to get hired. Not being hired, is it because of white administrators? Is it because black men and women are not as well educated, not that smart? I mean, whatever it is, that's not what it is. There's a great article, in the current issue of Atlantic Magazine about how tough it is, especially in the inner cities, for black teachers to get hired. But if you want to get hired in suburbia or wherever, there's a group called the African American Educators Association, and they are trying to, their job is to create focus on black teachers, not necessarily just for black students, but, how do we hire teachers? It's still mostly white women that get the jobs. So as I was thinking about that and overcoming, or how to overcome, the shortage of educators, because there are a lot of people who, there are jobs that are open here, there, and everywhere, especially for educators of color. It's been a decades-long dilemma for a lot of schools in our country. Studies on the factors contributing to the shortage remain scarce, as we hear in this story from Andy Solomon.
Students of color comprise more than half of the U.S. classroom population, yet black males make up only 2% of the teacher workforce. To help uncover the factors affecting this shortage, researchers from University of Phoenix partnered with the National Network of State Teachers of the Year, NSTOY, to publish the joint white paper, Having Our Say, Examining Career Trajectories of the Black Male Educators in P-12 Education. The paper highlights the negative implications that the lack of black male teachers has for all students, both culturally and academically. On September 20th, University of Phoenix will bring together the voices of university researchers, NSTOY fellows, and black male educators from local school districts for a webinar to discuss the findings of the paper and develop solutions for attracting and retaining black males in the P-12 education workforce. To register, visit educationpost.org/UOPXwebinar.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, the body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's a great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Music time again here on the DJV program. It's such an important part of our lives. We celebrate with Strawberry Fields Forever, in a manner of speaking here. Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you with a song that was this was inspired by the Strawberry Field, which is the Salvation Army Children's Home in Liverpool near Lennon's childhood home. Inspired the song toward the end of their career together in 1967. Strawberry Fields has been open to the public for the first time now. It's a popular tourist destination for Beatles fans. It draws like 60,000 people a year. It was off limits for a long time, with the grounds walled off by a brick perimeter and a red metal gate. However, now the gates are open, with the Salvation Army converting the site, which was closed in 2005 after the original children's home there was demolished in 73. It's now become a visitor center focused on John Lennon's youth. Tickets to visit the grounds are available through the Strawberry Fields website. Think about this. What were the chances of four guys growing up basically in the same town getting together the way they... Ringo didn't grow up there, but the rest of them did. And coming together, if you've seen the carpool karaoke segment with Corden and McCartney, going into McCartney's childhood home, it's just another row house in this community.
That's tiny
a labor
house, too.
Yeah, little place.
Yeah.
And you look at the table where he and Lennon, his kids, wrote a lot of the music that the Beatles started with. It's real. Yeah. You don't think that there's some influence? You think it's just random? I don't believe in random. I don't. I just don't believe in it. I think that these, for whatever the reason, they were all put together, and look what came from it. And by the way, if you want to visit the grounds, you can get tickets through the Strawberry Field website. I'd like to go to England and go up there and look around. I love wandering around at places like that. The site monitor says, quote, each visitor will enter into a world where there is nothing real. You can be plunged back into the 1860s era, where Strawberry Field began as a Victorian house before it transformed into a safe place where the Salvation Army supports some of Liverpool's vulnerable youth. Visitors can then experience, through archival footage, photographs, timelines, and the special media guides, where John Lennon played as a child, is shown what happened behind the red gates. Lennon found the sanctuary here as a child. That's exactly what we want to offer now, it says. Julia Baird is Lennon's sister, She added, quote, I've been really impressed by the Salvation Army's vision, and now there's a huge potential to make a real change in the lives of young people who grow up in the precious soil of Strawberry Fields. Isn't that...
It's kind of a nice, kind of almost gives you goosebumps, doesn't
yeah.
it, in a sense? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as we're thinking about the Beatles, let's focus on Ringo's new album, which features McCartney, Lennon songs, or at least one of them anyway. He's kind of organized a mini Beatles reunion, tapping Paul for a rendition of Lennon's Grow Old With Me, which will appear in the new album What's My Name, out next month. Grow Old With Me was one of the last songs Lennon wrote before he died. The song eventually appeared on his 1984 album with Yoko, Milk and Honey. He said that he was inspired to record the song after a producer, Jack Douglas, asked if he'd heard Lennon's Bermuda Tapes, which is a collection of demos Lennon recorded back in 1980. And he said, I sang it all the best that I could. I do well when I think of John this deeply, and I've done my best. This other good thing is that I really wanted Paul to play on it. He came over and played bass and sings a bit on with me. So John's on its way. I'm on it. Paul's on it. Not a publicity stunt. This is just what I wanted, and the strings arranged for the track. Really, listen to them. They do one line from George.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United Auto Workers striking General Motors, where the plants are silent this morning. Contract talks broke off over the weekend, though the talks are set to resume at 10 a.m. today. General Motors spokesman Gerald Johnson says the company's offers to the union in contract talks were perfectly fair.
Over $7 billion of investment in plants and new product programs that also impact 5,400 jobs, new or created.
The strike currently only impacting GM, but could be expanded to include Fiat, Chrysler, and Ford. President Trump saying he wants the Justice Department to, as he puts it, rescue Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh after a new accusation of sexual misconduct emerged. On Twitter, the president suggesting Kavanaugh sue for libel. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ahead on today's DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. That's a good thing. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. That also is a good thing. Jennifer off today. We've been talking a lot about the impact of the passing of Eddie Money and Ocasek. And I was thinking about who, you know, I said these things come in threes. Who would be next?
Ugh.
Rick Ocasek is number two. So I looked at, we've been featuring some of the music of the Beatles. There's a new Ringo Starr album that's coming out, and the Beatles, the prominence of Liverpool, and McCartney still on shows. He's, every week he's out somewhere here and there. So I was looking at the age of some of the people that were my musical, I don't know if hero is the right word, but certainly as a kid growing up in the 50s and maturing in the 60s, think about all the people who began their careers in that period and how old they are. Bob Dylan, for example, is 78. McCartney is 77. Paul Simon is 77. Garfunkel is 77. Carole King is 77. Brian Wilson is 77.
Wow.
Mick Jagger is 76. Keith Richards is 75. Joni Mitchell is 75. Robert Plant is 71. Roger Daltrey is 75. Pete Townsend is 74. Rod Stewart, 74, Eric Clapton, 74, Debbie Harry is 74, Neil Young is 73, Van Morrison, 73. Elton John, 72. Don Henley is 72. He's already lost to Glenn Frey. How old? He was like 65 or 6. He was young.
He was in his early 60s, I want to say, right?
Yeah.
Early to mid-60s when he died?
Yeah, yeah. James Taylor, 71. Jackson Brown, 70. Billy Joel, 70. Springsteen, 69.
The funny thing is, the people at the upper end of the 70s look a lot better than the people at the lower end of the 70s.
McCartney looks great.
He does.
I think he looks great. Simon.
Neil Young looks 100 years old.
Oh, my God.
And he's only 70 or 71?
Yeah. Neil Young, 73.
Ringo looks a lot better than Neil Young does.
Ringo's showing a little age, but he's...
But he looks healthy. He doesn't
how many
like
of them might manage to live into their 90s? I'm trying to imagine what Mick would look like.
Just saying.
If they were, yeah, they look like they're 90 now.
I always say that, too. I'm like, oh, my God, Mick Jagger's 76, and he's still going strong. My mom said, yeah but they're never going to look older because they looked old when they were in their 20s.
Yeah, like, right.
Yeah, that's what she's always said, and she's not wrong. That's kind of why they don't really age, because they've always looked old.
Yeah, yeah. So, there's a frustration in me today, and Victoria alluded to it a few minutes ago, the status of the drug culture in our country, and I don't mean illegal drugs, I'm talking about legal ones.
Yeah.
It's become the opioid.
A lot more deadly, even.
Right. And where this stuff comes from and what we need to wake up to, and I'm not here to lecture you, but I am going to tell you something that a lot of people are not paying any attention to. And that's what China is doing. They're making a play for most of the major industries like that. And not only that industry, but agriculture. They are buying up American farms, farmland. And this is all companies that are backed. You know, it's a communist country. The Chinese government controls everything. And they're making big acquisitions in our country. As many of you know, I do a weekly show called The American Family Farmer. I am a family farmer myself, and I'm proud of it, proud of my agricultural heritage, but I look at the numbers dwindling around me all the time. The American farmer, somewhat revered, but also it depends on your age, I guess. A lot of people, children today, don't know anything about farms. That's why I love bringing my grandson and all the children. We had a crowd at the farm this weekend, a huge crowd. Based on one of the things that we were doing, we're always trying to have weekend events at the farm so people can come and meet the animals and see what goes on, maybe take a tour of the farm, just see what's there, because those are my values. That doesn't mean they're going to be everybody's values, but I think farming and farmers always kind of embodied a certain kind of value, like individualism. I was talking about this 1,500-acre farm up in central Vermont, where I was on Saturday. It's a family of four brothers and all of their sons. Everybody works on the farm. Everybody. And they're growing. They had cows and they gave up cows because the government, and in collusion with the Suiza family, Dean Foods, have created a situation in which you can't make any money. Dairy farms. This one community had 14 dairy farms. A little rural community. There's only one left. The rest of them have all sold out, and they're doing other things. These people are growing hemp, and they're working on raising calves like I do on my farm. And they also are big into the 1,500 acres, 500-600 of his woodland. So they're the ones in central Vermont that people go to for boards and lumber and that sort of thing. But anyway, you could see how they work and how their whole lives work and revolve around the farm. And they are the ones, the type of people, who continue to feed us and to help with that image of the farmer. Lots of, farming has become expensive. It's very, in my area, the pressures on developing it are very, very important. So anyway, the Chinese have taken over a lot of American companies. Let's see here. There's a Chinese holding company that has taken over ownership of a lot of slaughterhouses and livestock barns. They have Chem China as a company that's offered $43 billion for the agrochemical company Syngenta. They own
That's interesting because the governor of Nebraska has signed into law something that prevents meat packers from owning livestock for more than 5 days prior to slaughter. Pork processors like Smithfield, which now is owned by the Chinese, they have a plant in Crete, Nebraska, that is, they employ 2,000 people. This is a huge processing plant, and they bring Smithfield is trying to get a control of that. I think I could go on trying to give you specific examples of this. It's very prevalent in the hog business in which you buy any pork pretty much that is sold in our country comes from this company that's controlled by the Chinese. And they're trying to buy up other things that consolidate their, they own one of the seed companies between Monsanto, now Bayer, and this Chinese company. They control most of the seed production in our country and therefore pretty much in the world. Apples, oranges, those kinds of seeds are controlled by a Chinese company. Most people don't know that. Ladies, do you know? Are you aware of all this? Most of the commercially grown apples, oranges, and fruits are controlled by a Chinese company. They're the ones that are coming up with the seeds. And, you know, there's all kinds of other things. You know, what they could do, they could affect with this monopoly the same as any corporate monopoly does. That's what's happened to the dairy industry. One company, thanks to George Bush, has controlled the fluid milk supply since he was president. And, you know, you've got these, Syngenta is a lot like Monsanto, not quite as hideous, but if the Chinese control it, they're the ones that are, they're the other seed purveyors. And, you know, the land, the agricultural land in China is not that great, so they need to feed their people. The company Smithfield last year, which is Chinese controlled, spent $46,000 lobbying Nebraska legislators. Imagine how much that they gave $12,000 apiece to 19 state senators who were voting on bills that affected their ownership of the pork industry. So they need food, they need farms for their own people because they don't have good farmland, so they're buying up all the land here and all the companies that are producing it. We need to wake up, and you need to know who is taking their money and what they're doing with it. You want the Chinese to own American farms? You want them to own American farmland? You want them to own the means of production for your food? You want the Chinese to do? They're responsible for the contents of the opioids that are killing people. You want these people, we're all asleep at the switch. You know, you can say what you will about Trump, but putting them on the spot with a trade deal was probably, it's affecting us negatively now or not, it was probably one of the better things that he's done so far. It's time these people are put on notice. And one of the things also, you know, if you listen to me with any great regularity, I'm not a big fan of Trump and his means or his methods, but I think sometimes methods and means they get results. This whole business about the interest that we're paying. I mean, on one hand, he's borrowing way too much money, as Obama did and Bush did before him. And we're paying, 40 cents of every dollar on our taxes goes to pay down the debt or pay the interest on the debt. So if you can get the interest down to zero, at least that helps, you know, with what we're paying for interest on our debt, national debt. Anyway. I said more importantly, and the Chinese control the money, too. So I think we just have to wake up. We're not awake, but we need to. It's scary. And I'm not one who uses that term lightly. It's overused. The word's overused. But I think the Chinese are damnable. They're not to be trusted. And this is another example of how they're inveigling themselves into our country, into our way of life, into everything. And one day somebody's going to wake up and say, wait a minute. What happened to all the food? Well, all the food's being shipped to China because they don't have enough money and they don't have enough food for their own people. You wait and see if that doesn't happen. With a lot of things that they're taking over, they're going to start shipping it to China and there'll be shortages of this kind of food. Imagine they control the seeds that grow the apples and the oranges and the pears and all that stuff and all that. They all just disappear one day. Where are they going? They put them on ships, send it to China. And I'm not an alarmist, as you know. This is not good for America. I'll leave it at that. 46 past the hour.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
If you travel for business or pleasure, Hotels.com and the Hotels.com app is all you need to get great deals on all kinds of properties, all over the world, and with an amazing rewards program that gives you free nights to stay at a property of your choice. Now, speaking of Hotels.com, we have an amazing Tech It Out contest for you. If you feel like you're in need of a getaway but are a little tight on cash, listen up. Each week, Hotels.com and Tech It Out are giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards your travel. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow @hotels.com. Tweet out why you deserve a trip, just a sentence is fine, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. Once again, to be eligible for the $250 Hotels.com gift card, one given away every week in August and September, follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tweet why you need a break, and include the hashtag TechItOut. One randomly drawn entry will be chosen each week. Good luck.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You know, you're talking about how the Chinese are involved, and one of the things I didn't talk about were all the devices that are made in China. They're pretty much trying to take over our minds. And look at what it does, all these devices, society being what it is. I saw a survey of 2,000 adults with a focus on the, quote-unquote, luxuries of modern life. And what they do, in a word, they make us impatient. Think about it. 3/4 of the surveyed people said they believe the dominance of digital technology and devices, smartphones, that kind of stuff, are to blame for the lack of patience we have.
I would totally agree with that.
Yeah. We get frustrated after 16 seconds waiting for something to load on a website. Can you imagine?
Yep.
That? Oof. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time. Monday is Money Pit Day. Money Pit time. And the appearance of one Thomas Q. Kreigler is something that we actually, Q stands for quick, by the way, not quiet. Tommy the K is here from the Money Pit. You want to send him a question? Tom@moneypit.com. A lot of listeners to this program send you questions, and thus the reflection on question number one.
Okay.
For you, Senior Kreitler. A gentleman listening named Will says he wants to add insulation beneath his attic floor. Time of year when people are thinking about this, although it's not a bad thing to do to keep your
right
house
time
cooler
of the year
as well. Well, he wants to know how it affects his second floor ceiling. He's got some concerns about that. So what do you say there, pal?
Well, look, if you want to, you want to put it beneath your floor, I'm wondering if you have any insulation now. If you do, and you want to add more insulation, you don't have to pull that second floor up. I think he's worried about the structural impact. You know, look, you may have a few nail pops, that sort of thing. You're not going to have any serious damage as a result of pulling that up. But what I would suggest is add a second layer of insulation on top of the floor, especially if you don't need it for storage. Now, you can just lay unfaced bats, essentially edge to edge, Doug, you know, right across a floor. If it's a plywood floor, you know, just lay it right on top of the floor, and you will get the benefit of the insulation. Now, it will cut back on your ability to store anything in those areas. So if you have to have a little bit of both worlds, I might carve out a small area in the middle of that attic space, say right around the opening, save some space there for a few boxes, you know, holiday decorations, summer clothes,
All right, we've got a problem with the... Hold on a second, Tom. We've got a problem with the connection with you. Let us fix that right after this.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, or meanwhile, back at the money pit, you want to finish helping Will out there?
Yeah, so Will wanted to add more insulation to an attic that already had a floor. So, Will, you can put the insulation on top of that floor. I would leave an area maybe around the attic opening where you could store your, you know, clothes or holiday decor, anything that's sort of off-season storage. But you can put more insulation everywhere else. Just get unfaced fiberglass bats, you know, no paper face, no foil face. Lay them side by side on top of the floor. And that, Doug, is an improvement that many people should be doing right now because it's easy and it gives you a great return on investment and it will make you much more comfortable this winter. And
yep,
it will significantly lower your heating bills.
Why be cold? And it also helps you with the cooling bills in the summertime.
It does.
It's
just
a one-way street at all. Don't forget to sign up for the Money Pit Home Improvement Newsletter, moneypit.com. Here's another question. Jim, listening to us, recently had a new roof install. Now he has noticed some nail pop-ups. Uh-oh. So who do you hire?
Well, no, you know what happens? Look, when you, you know, put a new roof in, there's a lot of banging and scraping and shaking of that sort of roof structure when all those guys are up there working. And that can loosen up some of the nails in the drywall below. It's not a big deal. What you want to do here, Jim, is you can't just drive the nail back in because once it's loose, it will always be loose. So two ways to fix it. Put a second nail next to the loose one and overlap the heads as you drive it in. This way it'll secure both nails. Or you could pull that out and put in a drywall screw and spackle it. And when you do spackle it, make sure you put some primer on first. Otherwise, you'll see that the paint will be different between the ceiling and the repair.
All right. How's that for advice?
There you
go. Lots of great stuff. Go to the website, moneypit.com. Send questions to Tom. They'll be used on the air on his program. Money Pit's on all over the country every weekend. And Tommy's here. I'm happy to have it. I'm thankful for his help in it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.